AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Mexico is moving thousands of National Guard troops to its southern border with Guatemala. They're due to arrive tomorrow. It's trying to stem the flow of immigrants toward the U.S., as Washington has insisted. Over the weekend, Mexico pulled immigrants off of public transport on well-traveled routes and stopped trucks packed with hundreds of immigrants. President Trump says immigrants are crossing the border for better jobs, not because of the chaos in Central America. He also talked with ABC's George Stephanopoulos in an exclusive interview about lead Russia investigator Robert Mueller's investigation.
They gave me questions. I answered them in writing.
Not an obstruction.
Look, George, you're being a little wise guy, okay, which is, you know, typical for you, just so you understand. Very simple. It's very simple. There was no crime.
Boeing is apologizing for the deadly 737 MAX crashes overseas, but is not saying when the plane may fly again. Boeing executive Kevin McAllister talked to reporters at the Paris Air Show this morning. Huawei, the big telecommunications company, is comparing itself to a badly damaged plane.
Huawei's founder says it never occurred to the Chinese telecom company that the United States would be so determined to take extreme measures against it. Ren Zhangfei believes both sides will suffer and no one will win, adding the company's revenues will be $30 billion less than forecast over the next 2 years. And while it'll cut back capacity, he insists that restrictions put in place last month by the federal government, in his words, will not stop us. U.S. officials have accused Chinese telecom companies like Huawei of stealing trade secrets and threatening cybersecurity, possibly on orders of the ruling Communist Party. Matt Small, Washington.
The Vatican has opened debate on letting married men be ordained as priests in remote parts of the Amazon, where priests are so few that Catholics can go weeks or months without attending Mass. This is AP Radio News. A former Southern Baptist pastor supported legislation in Texas that would have criminalized abortion. Now he's been arrested on charges of child sex abuse.
Ex-pastor Stephen Bratton is accused of subjecting his underage relative to inappropriate touching that escalated to sexual intercourse multiple times a day or several times a week from 2013 to 2015. That's according to the Harris County Sheriff's Office. And according to court documents, Bratton told his wife about the abuse in May and admitted to his co-pastors at Grace Family Baptist Church he had sinned in grievous ways. Bratton is a father of seven and was outspoken in support of a Texas bill that would have abolished abortions and charged women with homicide if they underwent the procedure. I'm Julie Walker.
Authorities in Philadelphia say one person's been killed and at least seven others shot during a graduation party. Police aren't yet talking about a possible motive for the shooting. No arrests. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.